Yeah man, let me see a bongs. Let me see a bongs the boom boom day. I want George. Not do that. This is Iowa George. You say, don't back on me so. And we in Caribbean language, we say, not do that, okay?
So God, I mean, she back in. I tell she, not do that. Woman, not do that. She back in on people raising trouble. Entertainer, I don't like to be vulgar. If you really want to play, you have to do what I say. She said to me, na 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 na, my darling, I come out to play, just jam up on me, boom boom, hey, not do that, hey, not do that. I come out to play, just jam up on the boom boom, hey, not do that, hey, not do that. Boom boom, le bang bang, maligali ge boom boom.
Yeah man, roll the boom boom. Let me see how you're rolling the boom boom now. Roll the boom boom for me. I ain't tell you shake, roll it. Shaking and rolling, this is two different things. Eh? Shake it when you're old. You just have to shake, but you know. Wrong girls, roll it. And Spring Garden, here we come.
Let me go, Spring Garden on fire. You know Peter's run to fire, but run from water. I heard that soca blazing down on the highway. So I had to go and help all them people down there. You don't want me to go, but stand there and ball. I ain't missing this thing at all, at all, at all, at all, at all. Spring Garden are coming. That old man hurt how you're burning. Spring Garden are coming. All the traffic blocks, so I'll be running. I'm coming down with me so can to fight fire with fire. Spring Garden.
Yes, Rasaili come in. Rasaili is here. Yeah boy, you're gonna tell you all about what happened tonight in, for Barbados right here in Montreal too. Big thing happening all over. In the meantime, you listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO. Last night was the 2 times award winning last night, big time, and about 9 or 10 times now since we've been on air here at Concordia University. So we're going to be back. We're going to take a quick break. We have to take a break for the news break. We can news break coming up. So let's go.
CJLO. You're listening to CJLO. For CJLO News, I'm Alexandre Denis. Concordia students protested the university's inaction on sexual violence Friday morning. The protesters demanded the university work faster to address policies on sexual violence. Student pressure comes after numerous complaints of inappropriate behavior from professors, most notably in the English and creative writing departments. Demands also include increased transparency when it comes to investigation of sexual assault. Current privacy laws forbid the university from informing students about the result of internal investigations, meaning victims cannot know the outcome of their complaints. The school acknowledges the protesters' demands, but says it has a process to follow when it comes to updating policies. In other university news, McGill has finally agreed to drop the Red Men name from its sports teams. The change comes after a campaign from students and Indigenous groups to get the name removed. In a November referendum, 80% of McGill students voted in favor of a name change. While supporters argue the name was not racist in origin, University President Suzanne Fortier acknowledged that the name was hurtful to Indigenous students. McGill's sports team will be nameless during the next academic year, while a committee works to choose a new name. The famous black hole that was pictured for the first time on Wednesday now has a name. It is called Poway, and was named by Hawaiian language professor Larry Kimura. It means the adorned, fathomless, dark creation, or embellished dark source of unending creation. The name comes from an 18th century Hawaiian creation chant. The black hole was given a Hawaiian name because two of the telescopes involved in the imaging were in Hawaii. The name has not yet officially been approved by the International Astronomical Union, but they have previously accepted a name suggested by Professor Kimura. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Waiting to have a good time. I know you couldn't wait for this special day. This day of the year, we know it's your birthday. From your many friends, we must wish you well. A big, big party, we gonna celebrate. Everybody irate while we're singing.
Celebrate.
Oh yes, as we celebrate, it's your birthday. I forgot my birthday list at home because I was rushing. But you know who you are. Happy birthday to you and whatever you're celebrating.
Everybody happy.
I hope everything goes well for you and everybody happy. Have a drink for me also. Because I don't celebrate without having a drink of something. And the young man just now told me he drinks Marby. So I'll drink Marby too. You know something, I have to celebrate something really. I've been listening to this all week. I didn't go anywhere. I was home. I was looking at the black hole. You know something, I didn't go anywhere. You know, the black hole was there, and when I look at it, it's sucking in everything with color. You know, and I didn't go anywhere because I figure I have color. And I would like to be sucked in by a black hole, and it didn't happen. And you know something? And we black people can't have nothing named black, and they don't want to change the name. They're changing the name now from a black hole to something Filipino. I don't know why. What they call it? Hawaii? Why? Hawaii? You know? That's crazy. It's a black hole already. That's our name. We have a lot of black holes, and we are very proud of our black holes. We are very proud of our black hole. They got changing them to Hawaii, some shit. You know. Anyway,
we're
gonna celebrate for the black hole, and I hope it sucked them up first and leave all the black people. Oh yes. Anyway, we are celebrating right here at Caribbean Kalaloo. Last night was our award night, and guess what? We brought in 2 awards last night. Caribbean Kalaloo got 2 awards from our award show last night. One is the big award that we got is for having the most guests come to the studio. I remember 1 week, 1 week we were here, and a gentleman I've seen here, he came here that week, and we had a talk show for 2 hours. Remember when you and Roger and yeah. It was a 2-hour talk show with all the guests who were here. I didn't get a chance to play one song. So we got an award for that. Thank you for coming. And a lot of people normally call into the show every week. And from all over the world, and we celebrate.
Yeah.
Also, we got the People's Choice Award. The People's Choice Award was given to us last night by the DJs here at CJLO. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Boy, I can't thank you enough for coming. Okay, thank you enough for coming by. All right. Because we get an award because you come by. Yeah, man. So what's happening in Montreal? Tonight, we having Chamedy Baptist Church having a 2019 fundraising gospel concert. And Carlene Davis is in town. You're gonna hear Carlene's supposed to be calling in anytime now, so we're gonna hear more about it. And it's over there at 1235 Lambert Classy Street here in Montreal.
We're gonna celebrate, everybody aiming while we're singing.
Celebrate.
Uh-huh.
Yes, tonight also. Tonight, we're gonna bring back Soca Village. You remember how Soca Village used to be?
While we
sing, remember Soca Village? You too young for that?
Celebrate.
I probably was one of them who started Soca Village. You know, it got that name from me. I went to Trinidad one year, and there was a place in Trinidad just opened called Soca Village. I came back here, and I named it Soca Village, and it was one of the biggest place that we can get together for our community, and it was always been nice. And the lady who used to help us maintain that, because a lot of police used to come and send in a lot of reports, but she was nice enough to hide the report from the commissioner of the school, so we she things went well. So tonight we're gonna show you what Soca Village used to be like and how it used to be. Deborah, Tony and Herbie. The return of the days of Soca Village. Let's party. You remember how we used to party? Let we party.
Everybody nice.
And that's going to be tonight at the MCSO. DJ Tony, DJ Nicholas. And you don't have Soca Village without DJ 610.
Celebrate.
Yeah, man.
Celebrate.
$15 for the ticket, more the door. So tonight. What else we have for tonight? Go ahead.
Tonight, also featuring Liberty Silva. She's a three-time Juno and Grammy winner. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be at the Tongue of Mount Royal City Hall tonight. And that's Saturday, April 13th. And your good friend is also going to be performing, Mr. Pete Douglas.
Yep.
Mr. Tony Anthony. And Anushka Wright. And that's Liberty Silva. It's called An Evening with the Stars. Okay? So the doors open at 6 o'clock. Showtime is 8:30. And your tickets are 30. If you don't have your ticket yet, it's $35 at the door, and early bird was $30, but I guess it's too late now. But yep. $35, and so come on down at the Schofield Hall, Town of Mount Royal Center, 90 Roosevelt Avenue in the Town of Mount Royal.
All right, that's tonight. Tonight, big happenings tonight. Okay, Soul Inspiration Sunday. Okay. This is a spring show and Easter weekend dance. Okay, it's on Sunday, April the 21st at 5 p.m. featuring Gunny out of Toronto. You guys know about Gunny. And we have the man called Love Man, Kent. I don't know why he chose that name. Why he didn't say Love Woman Kent? Love Man. Is that the thing? Because I can't read this.
It's not a boy. It's not a girl.
It's a love man thing, right? Okay. Well, but you ask for it, you know, because when I say love man, I have to stop and
remember
think.
Superman?
Superman?
When
yeah.
You wake up in the sky?
Yeah. But that's a different plane? That's a different act.
No, but it's not a plane.
He went alone.
Superman.
Okay. Superman. All right. We have Superman Kent. So, all the way from Toronto, Gunny. Boy, he has a fabulous voice, and he can do his thing. We have Sugar Man, we have Lorna Simmons, and we have Lenore Ralph out of St. Vincent,
yeah.
And
Bollywood Dancers.
Oh my gosh, nice show! It's going to be a great show, and we have. From CKUT, DJ Nicholas, and also yours truly, 610, is going to be in the house to give you all a nice thing. It's going to be over there at where? 8080 Newman at the Caribbean Paradise. It's $20 in advance, and it's a good way to carry out your Easter weekend.
Another 20 at the door.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the place is going to be so full, you can't even charge at the door. You can't come in.
Right.
All right, so... let me get this one. So you lady and gentlemen, let me do a quick commercial break, and then we're gonna come back with more.
You have it.
Yeah, man. Listen to Caribbean Callaloo here in CJLO. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more. Stay tuned because we have a big DJ out of Toronto. He's going to be doing his thing for us right here.
Indie folk duo Girlpool, live at Bar La Ritz on Sunday, April 21st. Touring in support of their critically acclaimed release, What Chaos is Imaginary, Girlpool will be joined by Australian singer-songwriter Hatchie and Brooklyn-based pop artist Claude. Tickets are $17 in advance or $20 at the door. For more information, visit blueskiesturnblack.com or check out Blue Skies Turn Black on Facebook.
Push that button.
Yo, oh, oh, oh. One to them.
How about this one?
Oh, oh, oh. One to them.
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2 times award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Now, the Callaloo, the pepper busting the Callaloo last night when we went to awards at our award show. And I tell you something, after that, everybody started to spit out. I said, why are you spitting? I said, the Callaloo too hot. So, we did that last night. So, welcome. It's Gemma Rabin-Bain.
Hello.
How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Good.
I see you all excited today.
Yeah, so excited. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't know what I'm saying.
I know.
And
I notice.
You keep waving to me. You keep waving to me. And I hope it's a good wave because I don't understand wave. Because I ain't deaf yet. You know, I don't understand hand sign.
Okay. Oh, God.
And Mr. Blaze.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
Thank you so much for having us once again.
You know, you're welcome all
so
the time.
It was a pleasure to show up here.
You know something? I got an award tonight because of that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, because everybody show up. And I taught the lady who gave me the award. She said, a lot of people like to come here.
Yes. Yes.
Not sure, but... So that's a part of the award.
Well, you're extremely humble.
That's when they hand it to me. That's what they tell me. So okay. I only go in with what they say.
Well, there's a reason why they call this the Caribbean Kalaloo.
Yeah,
because you're so hospitable to all people from the Caribbean.
Caribbean, yeah, we mix
we
it al- up.
We
nice
always
it up.
Welcome here. Nice, we always nice. Feel welcome. Thank you.
All right, Gemma. Now that I said what you don't want to hear, welcome again to Caribbean Kalaloo, and tell us. All it's, about everything that's going on.
Listen, it's always a pleasure to come here. I get a good laugh.
You see? You say where
I leave here very happy.
You just say where you didn't want me to say.
Yeah, I know. I get a good laugh.
You get a good laugh. All right.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about.
Yes, and we're here because this is a... You have to have respect here today.
Okay. This the honorable.
This is the new... Honorary Council for Grenada in Quebec.
All right.
Give him a big hand.
Yeah, ma'am. Put your hand together.
Yay!
All right.
Thank you.
Yep.
And we are going to do his investiture reception next Sunday, Easter Sunday, April 21st at the Crown Plaza Hotel, Plaza Volare. And that's on 6600 Côte de Liès, Montreal. It starts at 6 p.m. We've got lots of good food happening, like hors d'oeuvres and wine and cocktails. And we've got some restaurants that are going to be doing their thing. Green's Restaurant's going to be there.
Wow.
Putting up some of his great work, hors d'oeuvres. And then there's Island Flavor Restaurant coming all the way from... Ottawa,
yes.
And he is also the award winner, best restaurant in Ottawa.
In Ottawa,
he won that, and he's celebrating his 14th anniversary, and he's coming here to give us some real
a taste of what happened in Ottawa.
A taste of, and he's from Grenada, so that's what, actually, all the three chefs are from Grenada.
Okay.
There's Chef Greg Charles. Yes.
Gregory Charles,
not the singer,
the chef. The chef, he did Taste of the Caribbean before.
Yes, he did. And he's coming to give us some nice seafood stuff.
All right.
So it's going to be really wonderful. The tickets are $55. It includes your wine, a lovely sweet table, all your cocktails that you can eat, entertainment. Mm-hmm. We've got the Fitzpatrick sisters. Mm-hmm. Pete Douglas is going to be performing also.
Yeah.
Delta Antwine. Mm. She's fabulous.
Yeah.
And of course, our former Calypso monarch for Montreal, the Doggies. And music by 2020, of course. So, we really want people to come out. It's presented by the Spice Island Cultural Day Association of Quebec and also the Grenada Nationals Association of Montreal. So that's next Sunday, Easter Sunday, and it's going to be time to celebrate with our new honorary council. We've got lots of guests coming, government officials, our ambassador for Canada is going to be there. It's going to be really nice. So dress up and come. Yeah. And have a wonderful time.
Good. And Mr. The honorary Mr. Blaze is in the house.
Good evening. I can't thank you enough for allowing us to come here.
I want to congratulate you for being the next honorary council of for Grenada here in Montreal.
Thank you very much. I'm very, very aware.
And I know you're a hard working man.
Thank you.
And you will do all the best for Grenadians, especially those farm workers that's coming in. That you were the one who actually started that.
Yeah, well, when I started working the program, it was existing. It was very, very small.
Small, yeah.
And I decided to revive the program. And it's so fitting that you mention this now, because in a few days I'll be leaving for Grenada to recruit more workers to come to Quebec.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy with that program. I'm happy that it was instrumental in expanding the program in Quebec, mm-hmm. and that would assist and alleviate a lot of unemployment in Grenada.
Yeah.
So we're doing mm-hmm. a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. The Office of the Honorary Consul in Quebec, under my brother, the Honorable Leonard A. Warwood, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I appointed myself his right-hand man a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And it was mm-hmm. a progression to what we have today.
It was great. It was great when you stepped in there with him. And yes. right after that, he didn't he fall short of his life. And you're here to take over.
That was a great loss to us mm-hmm. because we were a fantastic team.
Yep.
We worked extremely well together. Mm-hmm. And the work we've done over the last 4 years really indicate what we've been doing. Mm. I will try my best to carry on. I'll be filling huge shoes. I am quite aware of that.
Yeah.
But I will do my best. I definitely will.
I know you will. You will. You know, we know what you're capable of, and we are looking forward to this.
In addition to the Farm Workers Program, I also assist people preparing the passport renewals.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of, I assist people from all over the world, not just people from Grenada.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Papers, preparation.
Preparation of the papers.
To come to Canada or to invite their relatives to come to Quebec mm-hmm. for the weddings, for vacations.
To help them get visas and things like that.
Yep. I mm-hmm. have a lot of people from the African nation on my, in my Rolodex.
Okay.
Togo, Nigeria, Ghana.
Wow.
I assist Poland. I assist anyone from, I'm also a commissioner of oath for Quebec. So that gives me
the right to
do certain
stamp their passport and say, "Hey, he's good for Canada,"
and I can take certain oaths.
Oaths, yeah.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, so,
okay. Well, I have an oath. I know, but
I have to
leave that for church.
I think we'll have to take your oath off air, sir. I'm certain about that one. I think we have to do it in the confines of a room somewhere. Right.
Maybe he's talking about what he ate this morning, some Quaker oats.
Okay. Possibly.
What? She getting smarter. She really smart and, boy, she's smart and funny. All right. You know something? I didn't eat the Quaker oat this morning. You know why? I ate the last bit yesterday. I didn't have chance to go buy any. So I eat Quaker oats every morning, eh? Every morning.
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah, every morning. Yeah, but hey, all right, so let's get back. You have anything to say about Mr. Blaise in his position?
We are so honored to have him
mm-hmm.
because he's been there with us. I mean, he started with us when Hurricane Ivan
mm-hmm.
and he came out of his retirement and became part of the community, and he helped us so much. He got containers for us to ship all the goods
mm-hmm.
and stuff to Grenada
mm-hmm.
during the hurricane time. He got all the shipping people involved
mm-hmm.
and got us containers free of charge. He has been working with the Spice Island. He's also our president of the Spice Island Cultural Day. And maybe I'll let him tell you, we have our date and we have our park.
Yes.
So we want everybody to come down there and have a good time in the summertime.
Like they did last year.
Yes.
Yeah,
but I also want to say that this man is such a great man that we have guests coming in just for this investiture next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They come in from Toronto, from Calgary, and from New York.
Wow.
So, you know, it's going to be a great time. And there's so many people that are coming. We're going to have a nice crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to eat. We're going to dance. And we're going to put this guy in the seat. And you know, it's Easter Sunday, so
it's going to be a special
seat. He is risen. He is risen. Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want everybody to come out. You can call 514-620-6612
mm-hmm.
if you want tickets. We still have a few left.
All right. Still have some tickets left. And you know, congratulations. I would be good to honor you in that high back chair when you're sitting down there.
Thank you so much. You know what? This I was a little nervous about the reception a few weeks ago, and it just took on a life of its own.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it just started to grow and grow bigger and bigger and bigger. But you know what? This is a beautiful send-off for me because we're doing this on the Sunday night where people are going to come to reception to wish me well as I take on this new task and this new title. And with 6 hours after the end of that evening, I will be on the plane heading to Grenada.
Oh, boy, yeah.
To take up the job. To really start the work.
Get the initiation right there.
He's actually bringing the farmer that's going to be all the...
the employer, the largest employer of Grenadians outside of Grenada is here in Quebec.
Oh, wow.
And he'll be accompanying me to Grenada on Monday morning, the 22nd.
That's so
which
nice.
Which we hope to interview workers in Grenada to come... Here
how many
in
how
August.
Many people do you think will
our target this year is 80 Grenadians. Every year we have been increasing from 15, 35, 45. Last year we had 65. My target this year is 80.
All right. Well, we know that it's going to be going.
Everyone counts.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
If we do this, that's 80 additional persons employed.
Good.
Yep. And earning Canadian dollars.
Yeah.
That's right. That's good for economy.
Yes. All right. So we are looking forward for that. And when you go to Grenada, I wish you tell my very good friend the Prime Minister.
My very good friend.
Definitely would do so.
tell Raphael 610, the guy who played for his mom 80th birthday party. And he
90th. It was her 90th birthday party. You played. She's 97 now.
Oh, yeah? Whoa.
And doing well.
Oh, my gosh.
She is fabulous. You know?
And I saw that the woman, she danced all night.
Yes.
I do hope to see her, and I hope to relay that sentiment personally to her on your behalf.
All right. Good. Yeah, because he always has it. Anytime you come to Grenada, let me know 2 weeks in advance. You're going to make sure that I have a Grenadian good time. As a matter of fact, the last time I'd been there, he actually sent me down to build my own Grenadian lady.
Whoa.
Yeah. You have a factory for beautiful to make your own woman?
I was not aware, but since you mentioned it now, I have to look into this.
Ask Gemma. I went to the factory, make a nice woman, and I couldn't leave with her because she was too nice. Well, it's the prettiest woman that's ever seen in Grenada.
Well, 16, you know I'm a widower, so I'm in the building process.
Oh, you're in the building process? Yes. All right, okay.
So you should relay some, you should pass me some information.
I will.
Off the air.
I will.
Okay. So thank you, and if I could mention that July 13th we're gonna be in Vinette Park in Little Burgundy for the Spice Island Cultural Day Extravaganza.
July 13th, you hear that here first, okay?
Yes.
All right. Anything you want to know, you just have to come into the Kalaloo. We mix it up and tell you.
That's why you won the award.
I tell you, thank you.
Congratulations once again for that award.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, Ralph.
You make us proud. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. And all right, so also we have this is Woodman.
Water.
Lord, I don't drink water. I don't drink water from a grenade. Oh, you're not Grenadian. Right.
Come tell us about what's happening tonight.
We have a gentleman in the house. He's going to tell you what's going on here tonight. Yeah, just pass that to him over there. Take one of those and tell you what's happening here. Why you all in town tonight?
Yes. Here we go.
Good evening, and welcome to Montreal.
Yes, thank you. It's been a little bit. I haven't been here in a bit, but I'm glad to be back. I'm here for Rebellion, which is going on tonight at the Living Room. You have a whole bunch of DJs. I'm myself, DJ DOC from Toronto, Loverboy from New York. You got Mr. Vic. DJ Kaz, Energy Squad from here, Nemesis Son, and my good friend Fire Jones from here as well. Big shout out going out to Lux Entertainment, Lux Cropover. It's like a soft launch for the mass at the
They're having a mass band launching here.
Yeah.
And that mass band is going to be where? In Toronto?
No, it's going to be in Barbados.
Barbados?
Yeah,
oh,
it's in Barbados.
So we're going to see that band that launched here. In Barbados and Cropover.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Great.
Going on tonight. Tonight they have a whole bunch of entertainment, a whole bunch of surprises for you. So it's more of an event We call it an event, not a fete, not a party, not a lime. It's an event. Mm-hmm. So come out and have a good time.
Yes.
I believe tickets are available at the door still. It's going to be a good vibes, man.
Yeah.
Good
vibes, yeah. Tell us, give us the name of the place again.
It's called the Living Room. Living Room.
Okay. You have an address by there at all?
It's in France, so I can't help you here.
Show me. Okay. I want the number. Okay. 5687 Paris. Paris. 5687 Paris. Right there. Right behind Orange Julep.
See? Oh. Mm. All kind of detail. I like that.
Right across there. Mm. Mm-hmm. All right. So I know you're here to play some music for us.
Yes.
So go and show the people what they expect tonight coming from Toronto. And give him a DJ name.
DJ DOC from Vibe 105 Toronto.
Yep.
Tuesday and Thursday morning, official tour DJ for Cardinal Official, Ray Tate, all kind of thing.
Yeah, man. So we're gonna listen to you and we're gonna keep up with you. So go. You say it's a rebellion all happened tonight. We don't want no rebellion. We don't want no rebellion in here. We have enough from them people up. I wouldn't want to say right now. On it. We have they're very rebellious of us. So, it's a good thing. Let me be rebellion of them right now. Good. Rebellion. Let me go.
You see forever. You are forever. You are the baddest this dark we ever seen. You see forever. You see forever. You are the baddest this dark we ever see.
Look, my gosh, my woman, keep giving me problems. My woman, she is a problem. My woman, she is a problem. I can't leave with her. I can't leave with her. Still, I can't leave without her.
Speak louder than words.
Just for you, baby, I want to explain to you that you're the hit on every corner. Gotta confess to you, girl, just what you're doing to this brother. You got my heart, my head and my mind all burning with desire. And if ever I was given a chance, every bone in my body. Should I stand in the middle of the road? Let something run over me. Yeah, so that I can get your full attention. Want to explain to you, you're the hit on every corner. Gotta confess to you, girl, just what you do with you.
Now some other man will buy you diamonds and pearls.
Yes, this is the doc from Toronto, you know. DJ, DOC.
We'll buy you diamonds and pearls.
Yeah, we say the doc in Montreal, eh?
Those are the things that mean a lot to some girls. But all I have is love.
Oh, yes. You got a lot of love coming up tonight over there at the living room with this man. Check him out.
Now they will take you places. that you want to go on and show you things that you've never seen before. But all I have is love, darling, all I have.
Oh yes, and all you should have is love. Love is what you need. Love is what all of us need. And he's going to give you some love tonight. DJ DOC. Tonight you're going to be my number one, right?
So let's talk about it, sister. Now the game has just begun. So if you want to be my number one,
turn and he walked through that door. It hurt me so now, 'cause there is no other sound like diplomat sound. When he played robot door this way, no other song can play beside him, 'cause there is no other sound like diplomat sound. Listen to me while I say to you, diplomat, he is the number one diplomat, diplomat. Hey, hey, hey. I'm just the sound. I'm just the sound. Look here, diplomat is the sound who will kill another sound. If you try to test me, oh me, and diplomat is the sound.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to Caribbean Callaloo. Hello?
Yeah, up here.
Hey, hey, hey. How you doing, sir?
Pick it up. Can I speak you off here?
Yeah, one second.
And sound, trying to test me. Diplomat is the champion sound. No other sound can. Look here.
Hush. All the same, maximum respect to diplomat sound. See. Wanna pick up my mic? Mike. See. Squidling.
Yeah, man.
Wow, what a fear.
You're jamming with DJ DOC.
Let you do that song, play, play once again. 'Cause you play the songs, make the people rock away, kill them again.
Yeah!
Let the plates ring. We'll dance all night to the songs. Play them again, again and again, hey, hey. Some boy, you're gonna feel it to your heart, hey. You want such a wonderful session, have to party.
Oh yes.
Now there's only any dubs left for you to play.
Wow. Tonight you listen to
is gonna chase you.
DOC out of Toronto. From Vibes 105 Radio, and you could check him out every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 7 to 10. Why not 6 to 10? All right, 7 to 10.
To the songs you play.
You see what I mean? I know everybody want to be 6-10. It's from 6 to 10. All right. So in the meantime, you know something? We're going to take a little break from you. I have somebody special on air. Going to be talking to you. And this lady here is going to be here. Check this out. Oh, yeah. Hello, hello, hello. Boy, something is wrong here. I can't get the music.
Well, I'm right here. This is Carlene Davis coming to you live and direct from Kingston, Jamaica. Right here in the sunny, sunny, sunny side of Montreal.
Yes, my dear. How are you doing? How are you? Welcome to Montreal.
I am so excited.
Okay, sorry.
Yes.
All right, hold on a second. Yeah, man. Let me do this. Let's introduce Carlene Davis to Montreal. Welcome, Carlene.
Oh, what a pleasure to be back.
I'm only human.
Yeah, man, this is you.
Yes, I'm just a woman. Help me believe what I should be and know that I am. Show me.
One day at a time, Carlene. One day at a time.
All we ask, Lord. We can't do it without Him. You know that.
Yeah, we know that He's the beginner, Lord, and He's going to be at the end also.
He's the beginning and the end. He's the author and the finisher of all faith. And to God be the glory.
Mm-hmm.
As we come together this evening, and it's just hours away, guys.
Yes.
Here at the Evangel Pentecostal Church.
Mm-hmm.
Fundraising gospel concert put on by Shamedy Baptist Church.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, Shamedy Baptist Church.
And it's right
fundraiser.
Here at 1235 Lambert Cross Street in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's open at 7 p.m. and we still have tickets available. A few tickets available. So, and doors are open from 6:30. So you got to be there.
You got to be there because if Carlene is in the house, you bet you're gonna have to have your hand in the air, swinging from side to side all night,
giving all glory and praise to God, praising Him all the time. Amen.
All the time. Every
yes,
time.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know. You did your song check already. How you like the concert hall?
Soundcheck came off fine. The band is good and the singers are ready.
Yep, man.
We are all ready. You know, we have other ministries such as Shining Light, the Fitzpatrick Sisters, Lucas Sinclair Campbell, Goshan Angus, Bina Edwards, and Herb Picot. Can't pronounce it, but you know what?
Yep.
Come on out and come and share a wonderful time of praise and worship. Just giving thanks to God, you know, because we're living in some troubled times, and when we're two or more gathered, you know, asking anything in His name, God says He'd be right there.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing you too, my brother.
I'll be there.
And tickets are available at the door.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't go and pick up your tickets at the ticket outlet at Caribbean Curry House, Princessa, A Male Image, RCA Colonnade. And of course, at Evangel Pentecostal Church, it's open right now. People are available, so you can come and get your ticket right there at the gate.
All right. Thank you. God bless you, and we'll see you later.
God bless you.
All right.
Pick up Roger Calder and the team and the work they're doing for this.
Fantastic.
And my latest CD, The Assignment, is available.
Oh, it's going to be available.
Right here on the spot, and you need to come and get your copy, guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, you know, go and get her latest CD, and I'm sure you have other CDs because you have a lot of CDs out there.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
God be the glory. Love you. See you then.
Thank you, my dear. Carlene Davis. Oh, yes. We're going to be back with more of Carlene and We're going to be back with more. You listen to Caribbean Kalaloo here on CJLO. We'll be back.
Productions Midefik presents the 13th edition of the Cité d'Or de la Musique du Monde. The one and only Cité d'Or Musical Honors invites you to discover 36 of the best world music groups throughout this unique showcase. Come and vote for your favorite artists and enjoy free concerts every Tuesday and Wednesdays at Club Balatu until April 18th. The Cité d'Or, the People's Choice Award that brings the world together. For more information, visit www.citydor.com.
Push that button.
Yo, oh, one to them.
How about
yo,
this one?
One to them.
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Kalaloo, the 2-time award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
You guys said just now, Busty Pepper in your Kalaloo.
Yeah.
The Kalaloo brought home 2 awards last night. Anyone you want? Oh, yes, 2 awards right here.
When I look around,
this is
in the world.
This gentleman is going to be in Montreal soon.
I see,
check this out.
I see footprints that man.
His name is Gunny.
Understand while walking through time. I see roots of our ambition, fragments of our imagination. And I ask myself, when will it end? When will it end? It is plain to see, universally this land is not bountiful as it was. Simply because, in this quest for success, nothing stands in man's way. All rivers run dry. Soon the birds will fly. The mountains will be no longer high. And when I'm ready to cut it, I just wonder why.
Yes, I'll tell you why. You know something, the first time I had the pleasure of hearing this gentleman, I had to play the tracks for him and at a function that he came to Montreal to do. And I tell you something, it's one of the better singers I heard coming out within Canada. He do everything very versatile and very nice and put on a good show. This gentleman, anytime he's over here in Montreal, a lot of people come out because Gunny, as they call him, put on a fantastic show. And he's gonna be here, and thanks to
Love Man Kent.
Well, you mash up the mic, you don't like how it's done?
No, my boy can come and fix it for you just now.
Yeah.
No, I was going to throw the stand for you, but
well, boy.
You had to worry.
I have me on stand. We had to play.
This is 610 and Love Man Kent playing before we get into business.
Yes, Love Man Kent, I see we're bringing back my friend Gunny, who's one of the most fantastic singers coming out of Toronto. And
yes,
boy, he's going to be here for April, Easter Sunday.
Yeah, 21st.
Yes.
21st.
So tell us all about this.
What happened is this is inspiring. Mm-hmm. We just want to inspire the people because everybody is doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So because they're going to be diversity in the songs and different things like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's gonna be doing their own thing, you know, like Love Man Kent is a soca calypso singer.
Mm-hmm.
That day is gonna be toned down.
You're gonna tone it down?
Tone it down, yeah. See, you had to understand I've been singing for a while now.
Yeah.
So I have like
So you're gonna sing gospel or what?
I have that too.
You have that too. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
So I have a lot of tracks.
Stick to soca, okay?
I have a lot of tracks. have a lot of tracks, so yeah. I'll be doing my thing also.
All right.
Oh, you want me to stick to soca?
Yeah, man, stick to
the
soca.
Last time I hear yeah. the Slim thing, stick to soca. She go on gospel.
She go on gospel.
So what you want to do?
Because I see you have a song down in the hole. We call the hole again. Not the black hole, the pothole.
Pothole.
Yeah. You one man go down in pothole?
Pothole.
Eh? As a matter of fact, when I go to St. Vincent, that's all I do, because the road down there full of pothole. And I normally go in a hole, and hide.
Did I tell you about Trinidad and Tobago? We have a pitch link in Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, well, that's
and
a difference.
We have one of the worst set of roads in the island, too.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, Trinidad is
how
pretty
you
good.
Can have a pitch link and have bad roads?
Bad roads, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's how the island run.
All right, so we're going to stick to the potholes in Montreal. So.
Montreal!
Mm. All right. So, yes, go ahead. Talk about this.
Yeah, so like next weekend Sunday, we're gonna be having Inspiring Sunday. We have Gunny from Toronto. He will be here. He's so excited. He already called me about 10 times.
Wow.
And,
yeah, I know.
Lena Simon, as you know, like what's his name? Ozzy Gurley.
Yeah, Ozzy Gurley. Let me tell you, I played a song this morning to start our gospel show, and this is one of the most inspiration. Well-made gospel album.
Yeah,
I've heard for a long time,
and Ozzy Gurley.
The first time Ozzy Gurley came to Canada, I brought him over.
Oh really?
Oh yes, with Black Sand.
Yeah, that's true.
And
we also have call her name again.
Laura,
the Bollywood dancer.
Laura, the Bollywood dancer.
And Sugarman. Sugarman, you know we have.
Yeah, man. You must have a nice Grenadian Sugarman involved right
Sugarman,
there.
Sugarman have a new gospel song right now.
Well,
and to tell you the truth, I don't know why he ain't put it out there like really put it out there. That is so good.
Oh wow.
Anyway, he's gonna be on Paradise doing that next week.
Wow.
For us too.
Good. So what are you you're trying to tell me I know Gunny don't sing gospel, so I was gonna tell you tell me this is a gospel show?
No.
I'm only joking.
The top of the flyer say soul.
Soul inspiration. Yes. All right.
Inspiring. Yep. Sunday, all right, and everybody is doing their own thing, like to inspire you.
All right, so next Sunday,
yeah,
all roads lead to Caribbean Paradise, 8080 Newman Boulevard in La Salle. Right. Yeah. $20 in advance, and music is going to be also by DJ Nicholas and DJ 610.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're gonna fix it up. It's gonna be nice. It's always nice.
Okay.
And because the next day is a holiday, so we go in until you say when.
Yeah, you know that does work.
Yes. All right. So one more time.
Love man can mash up your microphone. So you do all the talking.
All right. Okay. Boy. Okay.
Play Gunny again. He said Gunny is really
play another one.
No, just play back the same track. Yeah, that track is so good for.
What's you like that song? Yeah, man. We have a DJ in the house. It's gonna be over there at the living room tonight, out of Toronto. DOC, Toronto, and he's on radio in Toronto also. Vibes 105. Today, when I look, and he's gonna be on by. We coming back with him.
What do I see? I see footprints that man have left on the sand while walking through time. I see roots of our ambition, fragments of our imagination. And I ask myself, when will it end?
I tell you, when will it
to see universally this land is not bountiful as it was, simply because in his quest for success nothing stands in man's way. All rivers run dry, soon the birds would fly, the mountains will
money next week, Sunday.
I wonder why.
Oh, why. We're gonna do something right now. The band out of Toronto. DOC.